Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike, out the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Is this really you?
Is this a girl or a teenager?
I hate either one of them.
It's a girl. How are you, Mr. Mike?
Are you on a speakerphone? I hate speakerphones. I can barely hear you.
You're not off now. I'm sorry.
Whatever you did seems like it got worse.
Oh, wait. Let me just turn it back on you.
I can't.
You got a big problem.
I'm dying to know where this is going.
I hate everything about her.
I love it. I love everything about you. I love you. Who is this? What do you want from us?
Look, I'm just celebrating my 10-year.
I can't. It sounds like you're in your living room and you're talking to me from your dining room phone.
I haven't had sex for 7 years as of last night.
Wait,
she hasn't had sex for 7 years as of last night. I can't imagine why. You seem so easy to get along with.
This is what it sounds like when we hear you. All right, hold on. I'm gonna. Everybody, shut up and you start over. Go.
I'm a mother.
I'm a bitch.
Oh man, you are nuts, lady.
I heard I was born in 1912. Yeah. I don't know what you're saying because I can't hear you.
What do I do?
You're in your room, like in your hospital room?
No.
Hold on. Listen, lady. Talk into the goddamn phone normally. Like, what are you doing? Are you talking to the wrong end? Stop talking. Stop for a second and listen to me. Hold the phone normal and talk in a normal voice.
Mouth.
Go.
Better?
Yes.
What is that?
Maybe that's why I haven't had sex for 10 years. I didn't hear anything.
Why haven't you had sex?
That's one of the reasons.
Why haven't you had sex for 10 years?
Yeah, well, I don't know. My husband said he's less interested when he turned. We went to high school together, and he was interested in everything. And I've been so afraid to call.
But now that you had sex, you're like, I got to tell the world.
I really want the truth, and I know you guys get the truth.
You still haven't had it?
Pardon me?
You still have not had sex?
No, not for 10 years as of last night.
Oh, last night was the anniversary of the last time you had sex?
Yes.
Of the going out of business sale?
He marked it on the calendar, and I said, am I getting lucky tonight? And he said, in your dreams. So,
does he have erectile dysfunction? Maybe he doesn't want to share that with you?
No, he...
erectile dysfunction.
I don't know. He started getting me so nervous that maybe I have it.
All right, I want to see what you look like. What do you have, a Facebook?
Yes, I do.
All right, hold on.
Hold on.
Carmen, good luck with this one. Okay. Carmen's going to get it. All right, what do you think? Is you a drawer?
We can describe her. She has short blonde hair.
She has long curly black hair.
She has page cut blonde hair.
I think she is. I think we should just draw her. Everybody, stand by. We're going to draw what this lady looks like. Play at home. Grab a pen and paper. And based on what that lady sounded like, draw her. I know it's not very good for radio right now, but it's going to take some time.
Don't show her yet, Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen, don't put it up there. I don't want to, because I think she has black hair. And I think she is attractive in, older maybe. Definitely wears glasses. Very happy.
Very thin face.
I'm going to put glasses on her.
Very thin face. Yeah, she has glasses and pursed lips, like small lips.
Mm-hmm.
And short page blonde hair.
What does that mean, page?
It's like a page boy, Buster Brown kind of cut.
Yeah.
You know? Very thin.
Okay body, but dresses terribly.
Yeah, very thin, though.
Yeah, I got very thin too.
All right, just a little
very babies. Skinny legs.
Oh yeah, skinny.
And like loves animals.
Looks a little bit like Milk or whatever his name was.
Powder.
No, from Me, Myself, and Irene. What was that guy?
Like Milk. It just looks like a carton of milk.
All right, I got mine.
All right, I got mine.
You got yours, Spanish?
Yeah, I got mine.
All right, let me see yours, Galvin. Galvin, I got to tell you, has been dead on with this. He drew Avocado's mother perfectly. Let me see.
There she is.
Oh, my, yeah, mine's a little bit, the hair's a little different. All right, let me see, that's mine, I gotta, basically the same as Galvin's, except I think mine has long curly hair. Spanish, let's see yours.
Oh, I drew a scarecrow.
You drew a fat scarecrow.
Yeah.
Carmen, do you have the information we need?
I do.
All right, let's see. What is her name? What?
No.
This is a lie.
No way.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second.
My name, I can tell you my name, my address, everything, except for the shirt.
Okay, unless you have a penis, I'm going to come over and have sex with you today.
Okay, what time?
Whenever you're ready. There's no way that
it's
you.
So desperate.
Listen.
I'm not allowed to have things in my drawer, if you know what I mean.
What? Listen to me. How old of a woman are you, first of all? Be honest.
I'm 62.
Your husband's a fat nerd. Why isn't he having sex with you?
He's 62 also, I guess.
For 62, you have a fantastic body. You have a face that could haunt a house. But
no. Yeah. No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. She looks like an old Baywatch model.
Looks like you put googly eyes and lipstick on a catcher's mitt.
You're just being, look at that. That's my lady right there. I got to tell you, I want to have sex with you.
No, wait a minute. Does he mean that?
No,
he's just joking.
He's just being.
I'm joking.
Silly.
I hear it all the time at home, so I don't know.
Galvin, why would you say that to her?
I said you have a fantastic body.
Listen to me. You're a very attractive woman. For 62, you're for 52, you're an 8. For 62, you're a 12.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I called this morning.
I got to tell you, there's a picture of you in the white bathing suit. You know which one I'm talking about?
Pardon me?
There's a picture of you in a white bathing suit.
Yes.
You should show that to your husband every night and be like, you could be banging this. And if he says no, he's gay.
No, he won't. We don't sleep in the same bed.
Oh, my God.
So why are you not divorced? Why are you not out banging other guys? If, you know, I mean.
My first husband died.
Okay, so this, him nor this guy or either one of them are banging you.
Time to leave.
Well, my first husband was a very nice man. We're originally from Pittsburgh.
Yes, go Steelers.
Yes. And I'm not allowed to watch that on his big TV upstairs in my bedroom.
Right. You're in an abusive relationship is what it is. You need to get out.
And the thing of it is, the games he plays, well, like, I was sent by my kids a dozen roses because my son's up in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And he's in remission for colon cancer.
Oh, my God.
Just so blessed. My daughter's down in Lutz here, and I drive 20 miles up and 20 miles back every day to get my grandson. And we do everything.
Let me jump in here real quick. Where do you drive from? You live where? What city?
I live in East Lake Woodlands.
Oh, I know exactly. It's in Palm Heights where we're doing our golf tournament.
Oh, you're kidding. I just joined East Lake Woodlands.
I want you to be in our golf tournament. But listen to me. Your husband's a fat nerd.
I don't golf either.
I don't golf. You're going to be my best friend on the golf tour.
You can just kiss Mike's balls for good luck.
Yes.
His golf balls.
My golf balls.
I would love that.
What is her name? Did we find out her name?
Can we know your first name? What is her name?
I would love to have some fun, you know? When you move into a new area, you try so hard to meet people, but when your kids are grown, you're not in sports anymore.
And your husband's a jerk-off?
Pardon me?
And your husband is a jerk-off? It's hard to do that. I understand. Can I say your first name? I know your first name because of the Facebook. Can I say what it is?
Sure.
Her name is Hedy.
Hedy. Swedish.
She listen to me. Look at that picture right there. Would you not make sweet love to her in that picture?
Yeah, she looks fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you. What do you got, fake boobs, or you just got a push-up bra there?
No, they're real.
Oh, God.
Everything's real. Back in my day, you didn't do that.
I don't know what's going on with your husband. I assume that he must be, maybe he likes the company of other men. Because even if he didn't like you, in 10 years, he's going to have needs where he's got to bang it out.
Right.
Can I just toot my own horn one thing?
Please.
I'm an excellent cook. You could eat off my floors. I don't know what else to do.
How about we just eat at the table? That makes more sense. Hey, let me ask you, are you from Sweden? Are you actually from Sweden? Or have you lived in America your whole life?
My grandparents are there.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm gonna friend you on Facebook, and we're going to... I wonder if my wife will let me just, like, do dirty texts.
I would imagine
just dirty texts with you. Can we dirty text each other?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would just break my life like you wouldn't believe.
All right, I'm going to ask my wife if I could dirty text you.
If you see a little red convertible Mercedes running down the road, that's me.
I hope I don't see the wrong lady and jump in her car. I'm like,
Hetty,
I thought you were Hetty.
Hetty, listen to me. You're 62 years old. Your husband hasn't had sex with you in 10 years. Obviously, you guys got some money. Take him for all he's worth and go and start banging some 30-year-old guys.
I'll hook you up. I know who I can hook her up with.
Yeah.
Frankie from Cafe Chivo.
Oh, well,
that's my go-to guy.
Josh already texted me and wants to meet her daughter.
Yeah. Hetty, I'm on it.
Oh, I'm so glad you took my calls. I just enjoy you all so much.
I sent you a friend request.
And I just had the, you know what? And I said, you know what? I was making meatballs for dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm grabbing these balls and I'm calling the boys.
Yeah, all right.
And my sweet little girl.
I sent you a friend request. I'm going to now ask my wife if we can start talking dirty to each other. If not, I will set you up with one of my friends and we'll plan to leave your fat nerd husband.
Okay.
All right, Punkin. Very nice to meet you.
We have her phone number, so if we need to.
Carmen, I'm going
to
put you on hold, okay?
All things.
Okay, sweet.
All right, hold on.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
My call.
Carmen, do me a favor. Get her phone number and hold it, but don't ever give it to me because I will drunk dial her in the middle of the night. Like, what's up, Hetty? What are you got going on?
Hetty, get over here.
What do you mean you're in Lutz? I live in Land Lakes. It's so quick.
I have some good news for Hetty.
All right.
Somebody has offered to bang her out.
Who?
Balls.
And he said it that way, too. I'll bang her out.
Isn't she the lucky one?
Listen to me. For a 62-year-old lady, she's in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
That picture of her in that bathing suit. Hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
From here down,
listen,
pretty good.
She's got nice blonde hair. Don't add to her abusive relationship.
No,
God,
she's
going to think you're being
sick. All of her pictures look out of focus.
That's your eyes is what it is. That is your eyes. Frankie from Cafe Chivo, get it ready. Get the brajol ready. I'm looking that up. Rob, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Mike, I love you. I love Gavin, Carmen.
Not to I love it. I love it.
Over at the Ford place, is actually under Pete Pickle. It is your menu item, so he actually saved it.
First of all, you can't even print Pete's Pickles without our permission because it's copywritten. So nice try, though, sir.
He loves you.
Nice try. All right, I got to take a break. I got to go. Look at that. I'm going to connect Hetty and Frankie from Cafe Chivo. Or Pete. One of the two.
Yeah, or you.
Oh, me and Hetty, we're making out. As soon as my wife gives me a thumbs up, I'm going to send a D-pic.
Ooh, I bet you she smells like clay.
I bet you she smells like fine Victoria's Secret perfume.
Oh.
I just picked up the phone and she was talking.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it does not shut off. Her husband is like, no way.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I'm done. I checked out.
Can
she's
I just
lucky.
Tell you?
Yeah, go
if
ahead.
I didn't have, if my wife and I got divorced, that's who I'm marrying.
Yeah.
Rich Hetty.
I'm telling you right now, Hetty, you're lucky your husband hasn't banged you in 10 years because you're lucky he hasn't killed you yet. That's what you should be more thankful for.
Oh, my God.
Right? Think about it, though.
I would love to talk to him and hear his side of the story and find out why he hasn't banged her.
It's got
to
be something.
I'm in. I'm telling you right now. If I was single, I'd do it today.
All right.